It's been a hectic week for the North Carolina Democratic Party, and it has nothing to do with the snow and ice. It started Sunday when party chairman Randy Voller fired his executive director. It appeared that Voller was going to appoint former national NAACP chairman Benjamin Chavis to the position. The plan stirred considerable debate among party leaders and was put on hold after it was revealed by Gary Robertson of the Associated Press. He joins us now from Raleigh. Thank you for joining us.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you, Kim.
So you reported earlier this week that it was likely Chavis. So what happened?
Well, I think there was a couple things. One, the speed in which Chairman Randy Voller wanted to make a change kind of bothered some leadership members within the party. I think also that there was just some concern about Ben Chavis's history with the NAACP. He was also he also had worked with the Nation of Islam after the NAACP in the 90s, and he had not been a real player in North Carolina politics for many years, but apparently it was moving back to North Carolina.
So can we go into a little more detail on why Chavis might be so controversial? What was the concern?
When he was at the NAACP, there were some issues related. It was a brief time at the NAACP. There was some issue related to a sexual harassment claim that led to him being forced out or pushed out. And then, of course, the Nation of Islam has a lot of things that are associated with it that many North Carolinians or Americans would take objection to.
Is there any chance down the road he could still be considered?
I would say that it's not over yet. There's a lot of time, about 30 days, Chairman Voller said there would be before a face-to-face meeting of a group called the Executive Council that would meet, who needs to give their okay to any permanent executive director that Randy Voller hires. I have not spoken with Reverend Chavis since Tuesday night, but it appears that it's possible that he could still come and become the executive director if enough people in the council supported him. But I even talked to one person today who supports Voller, who said that it just wasn't the right fit to have Ben Chavis be executive director. So even among his allies, Voller's allies, there are some that are concerned that about what such a hiring may bring to the party, you know, a party that's trying to rebound from some difficult election losses in the last two cycles, but also just internal turmoil that has spilled over into the general public and has left some negativity for the party.
So what's next?
Well, they had a teleconference of the Executive Council, which is about 50 members, and they hired a short-term interim executive director. There was also an agreement that within 30 days, the council would meet to talk about this issue, I guess with the assumption that during that 30 days, Mr. Voller would try to hire somebody or find somebody that he would like to have as the permanent executive director. Who knows who that will be? Chairman Voller told me after the meeting that, you know, that he and Ben Chavis had discussions about the job. But now he's, you know, Chairman Voller says that they're going to go through, they meaning the party, is going to go through the process of hiring somebody now. And again, it's hard to tell who that will be or whether Ben Chavis is still in the picture.
Things within the North Carolina Democratic Party haven't exactly been unified. There's been a variety of turmoil within the North Carolina Democratic Party. So what's going on?
But some of it is personality. Where some people, whoever it is, will like or dislike the chairman's way of doing things. And there's also, you know, a philosophical and political difference. Like any big tent party, you're going to have progressives that want to go in one direction, and you want people who are more, who would consider themselves either moderates or conservatives, who think that the middle ground is the way to go. And you have that in the Republican Party, too. So I think it's in some ways, it's a reflection just of political philosophy, a division of that within the party. And, you know, there's also, there's been some turmoil regarding finances. They haven't, you know, they haven't been raising as much as the Republicans, which, again, is not surprising given the Republicans are in power. But what to do with that money and how to distribute it is always a point of contention.
Gary Robertson of the Associated Press, thank you very much for your time today.
Glad to be here.